And now the blue ribbon in our Colin Campbell setting from the Netherlaren Kandelach, which is perhaps the most interesting of the available settings of the tune. It might go somewhat thus. Then into the doubling of the ground, which is in effect the first of three thumb variations. Very symmetrical and pleasing and unusual. Heel, heel, and row, high, heel, and high, heel, and row, heel, and high, heel, and heel, yovi, oh, heel, yovi. Heel and row, ho, heel and high, heel and heel, yovi, oh, heel, ye bray, heel, ye brum bray, heel, yo, heel, ye vay, heel and no, ho, heel and high, heel and high, oh, heel, yovi, ye vay. Then into what Colin Campbell describes as his first motion, but is really the second thumb variation, as we would nowadays think of it. Ho heel yon do, I heel ye vi, ho viel yon do, yon heel ye vi, ho viel yon do, I heel ye vi. O vile and o, and heel ye vi, o vile and o, o heel ye vi, o vile and o, o heel ye vi, and heel ye and o, and heel ye vi, o vile and o, o heel ye vi. Fascinating alternation of G and A tonality there. And then comes its doubling. Ho heel ye vor, ho heel ye vi, rum po feel ye do, run die heel ye vi, rum po feel ye do, ro hi heel ye vi. Now, as we see in the PDF file, there are difficulties with this variation, but attempted explanation is made there. We then proceed to Colin's second motion as follows. Then into the doubling of this in the fashion you would expect. Then we get an interesting movement that Colin Campbell calls the Dirl of Gair, the cut Dorla. So we should probably think of it as a kind of Dorla Brebach, I suppose. Anyway, it's an attractive variation and one I think not featured in the other scores. Roughly as follows. Yum brum ho, hum brum bai, yum brum ho, yum brum bai, yum nun nun do ho brum bai, yum brum ho, yum brum bai, yum nun nun do ho brum bai, o brum ho, brum bai, yum brum do, yum brum bai, yum brum do. Oh, brumbai, then into the doubling. Yum, brumbai, yo, brumbai, yun, drunai, yo, brumbai, yun, drunai, yo, brumbai, and so on. Interestingly, cut up to D throughout. It just makes an attractive pattern. From there, Colin Campbell goes to his Dola, don't you? Singling and doubling. Along the following lines. Yo brum po brum hun drum dai drun hun drun o drun hun drun ai yun yun drun o brum po brum dai yun hun drun o drun hun drun dai yun yun drun o brum po brum hai brun ho brun ho brun ho brun hai yo yun. Brunto, Brunandrandayan, Hamdrunto, Brumho, Brunday. Then into his doubling, Yan, Yan, Brunto, Brunandranday, Brunandrunto, Brunandranday, Brunhamdrunto, Brunho, Brunday, Brunhan, Brunho, Brunhan. Burn hay, burn hum, burn ho, burn ho, burn hay, burn ho, burn ho, burn ho, burn hay, burn hum, burn ho, burn hum, burn hay, burn hum, burn ho, burn ho, burn hay, burn. No indication that the ground is to be repeated here or indeed elsewhere within the tune. As is common in this manuscript, this is left to the discretion of the performer. A lot of the tradition would certainly justify the repetition of the ground at the point that point after the end of the Dola doubling, and indeed perhaps elsewhere, as we shall see. We proceed in Colin Campbell's setting to the Chorale of Gyar. I think probably something along the following lines. Yum tbriya hi yo patriyanti yum patriyanto yum patriyai yum patriyanto ho patriyai yum patriyanto ham patriyai yum patriyanto ho patriyai yo patriyanto ho patriyai yum patriyanto ham patriyai ham patriyanto ho patriyai. Of course, there's various different ways of possibly timing that. You could play it around. Yum de briando, hum de bria hi, yum de briando, hum de bria hi, hum de bria ri ho, patrianto. Or in that heavy, rather lumpish style which emphasizes the opening note, the first note of the accompanying figure. Yum de briando, hum de bria, yum de briando, hum de briandi. Which is like, you know, dropping bags of steamy, clouty dumpling down a well in the view of some. So, in the course of nature, we come to the Dola, don't you? As follows, of course, in a perfectly routine fashion. Yum de brie ho, de brie yum de brie ay, de brum yum de brie ho, de brie yum de brie ay, yun to de brie ho, de brie ho, de brie on the pattern of the Dola singling. And then into his doubling. Hyun debri ho debri hun debri ae debri hun debri o debri hun debri ae debri o debri o debri o debri ae debri hun debri o debri hun debri ae debri hun debri o debri o debri ae debri o debri o debri o debri ae debri hun debri o debri hun debri ae debri hun debri o debri o debri ae debri. Then into a Crolla Mach, which is played in the MacArthur style, or rather a style which is similar to the MacArthur's, in that the movement on D is played off not an initial B, but an initial E. And in many tunes, this is a very pleasing effect, as perhaps here. Here's the Crolla trebling, in a Mach form. Yum de bri ho brohi, yum de bri hi brahi, hum de bri o brandahi, hum de bri hi brandahi, hum de bri o de brahi ho de brahi hi brandahi, hum de bri ho brahi, hum de bri ai de brahi, hum de bri ho brahi ho brahi hi brahi o brahi o brahi o brahi ai brahi, hum de bri o brahi, hum de bri hey brahi hum debri o brahi ay brahi. And there the score ends. It's a very pleasing, interesting and unusual one, as Colin Campbell's settings often are.